Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. Phone lines are open at 888-808-1019. And we're talking New York Jets. And Jets fans, are you aware that by a very respected metric, your special teams are not just the best in the NFL, but best by a wide margin? And not just the best in the NFL this year, but since the guys at Football Outsiders, they go back, I think it's till, they've gone back and looked at this since 1978, I believe, went back and looked at it, and the Jets have the eighth best special teams unit so far this season. Since then. So in the history of them looking at this, eighth best ever. Not just best this year, and not just best this year by a wide margin. And we saw it, if you're a Jets fan and you watch them play game after game, you're not that surprised. Chris Banjo, Aaron Glenn brought him in as special teams coach. It was a bold choice, and he's doing a fantastic job. And a lot of coaches will talk about that special teams are important. Clearly, Aaron Glenn believes it, and whether it's a combination of the personnel that they bring in and the attention they give to it, the message is getting through. And they are good in every phase of special teams. Obviously, Nick Folk won the game on a 56-yard field goal, but missed his first field goal of the season today. But Nick Folk was the game winner, and the punting, McNamara and the punting has been stupendous, flipping the field position, competitive advantage there. Two returners that have an opportunity to break a return, and then coverage and the gunners. And today, being there and in position and recovering a fumble that allowed them to punch it in with Breece Hall and account for 7 points there, the Jets' special teams make an impact every week. And today, they were the difference in this football game. Credit to the Jets and special teams play. And when you look ahead as a Jets fan, and what has felt like a wilderness, and obviously the most important position on the field is not solved. Quarterback, we see the difference that having a Tyrod Taylor out there makes, that at least now you can evaluate the other players. You can develop other players with competence at quarterback. But until the Jets have the answer of a young quarterback that you can build a team around, you know, they're going to keep wandering around and looking and searching for answers. But still, Aaron Glenn, you know, if you're a Jets fan, you want to see development, you want to see progress, you want to see improvement, you want to not feel like your team is a joke. And early this season, Aaron Glenn looked overmatched. Aaron Glenn looked overwhelmed at times. He looked combative. There were a lot of things that Aaron Glenn was learning on the job. And yet we look to the, and some of this, I get it. You're not going to win and beat some of the better teams in the league. I understand that. But when we look at with the Jets, how they've been playing, you have to admit as a Jets fan that the arrow starts pointing up. And yes, that was a win against the Bengals. Yes, that was a win against the Browns. Okay. Yes, it was losses to the Patriots and Ravens. But today, the Falcons, these two teams were pretty evenly matched. Falcons, Bijan Robinson, probably the best player on the field. One of the rare examples where, yes, at the running back position, the Jets have Breece Hall. Bijan Robinson's a better player, more explosive. But these two teams were evenly matched. And the difference was special teams, but also Aaron Glenn, whether it was game management, time management, decision making in game, was today he had the answers. And so that's something that you have to, if you're looking to look ahead and say, how can this Jets team get better? Special teams looks good. And then the other part of it that was exciting that we saw today, how long have we been talking about with the Jets that they have Garrett Wilson, but they basically, the wide receiver room is a joke. There's nobody else, you know, there, that there's not a lot of, there aren't a lot of weapons on this team. You know, part of what you have to do is build the atmosphere around a young quarterback, the recipe, so that young quarterback can be successful. And if all you have is Garrett Wilson as the, you know, only receiver to throw to, then that's a problem. And yeah, they drafted Mason Taylor. Okay. All right. And we'll see if they bring back Breece Hall or not. But the Jets building a foundation of an offensive line that is young and improving and developing. But whether it was Alan Lazard, and I know he made a heads-up play today, but whether it was Alan Lazard or, you know, all the other names that the Jets threw at that wide receiver room, and really nobody else but Garrett Wilson, suddenly, Jets GM Darren Mooji went out and in the middle of this season has brought in two guys in John Mechie and Adonai Mitchell who are young, talented, and the kinds of players who were high-end prospects coming out of college. And Mitchell today goes off 8 catches, 102 yards, his first touchdown in the NFL, and looks like that throw-in. Aaron Glenn talked about it in his post-game presser, that he wasn't a throw-in, that the, you know, Jets really wanted him. But the Jets, that trade to the Colts, and the Jets get 2 first-round draft picks for Sauce Gardner, who strained his calf today. We'll see how much time he misses or not. Mild calf strain, whatever. But Jets get two first round draft picks for Sauce, and then the throw in is a rookie wide receiver who the Colts were okay about moving on from, and a second round pick. And he's fast. And we've seen the separation. And now we're starting to see, look, it's one game. I'm not going to go crazy. Last week it was John Mechie who looked really good. Mechie with a couple drops today. They're young. They're green. They're raw. That's why they're here. That's why other teams, that's why teams moved on from them. But these two guys were highly rated prospects who have physical ability. And now look ahead. Again, for a Jets fan base, this whole situation, this season, years of being depressed about your football team, if you want to have some optimism, if you want to be the person who says, I'm disappointed they lost because I want tanking, because I want the number one overall pick, I get it. And we'll talk about that in a second. But if you want to have optimism, if you want to root for your team to win, if you want to feel good and start to maybe, just maybe, have the clouds lift and not feel so depressed about Jets football, well, maybe. Imagine next season if you have a wide receiver room that has Garrett Wilson, John Mechie, and Adonai Mitchell, and you've got three guys with who have the potential. That could be an outstanding wide receiver room. You have to coach them up, but with the right quarterback play, that could be an outstanding wide receiver room. It has that potential, and they could grow together for a number of years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You have the young tackles, the offensive line that is, look, they're young, they're developing, they make mistakes. But this is not a situation where oftentimes, if you turn around and draft a quarterback next year, usually a quarterback comes into a situation where frequently the offensive line is trash. We've seen it here in these parts. Sam Darnold getting drafted by the Jets. Offensive line is trash. Daniel Jones drafted by the Giants. Offensive line is trash. Like, we've seen that. That's not these Jets. Offensive line could be improved. They can develop. They can get better. You can maybe in the offseason move on from John Simpson, upgrade at guard. Sure, all of that. But there's a nucleus here, if you want to believe. And Aaron Glenn maybe looked foolish earlier in the season when he just kept saying these Jets are going to be, like the Lions. And he saw that turnaround, and this was going to be that. And it got to the point we were rolling our eyes over it. Like, dude, enough with that. And saying to ourselves, well, but they also had Jared Goff. And looking at these Jets, well, I'm not saying they're the Lions yet, but the Lions, and I don't know that they will be. But the bar is set so low here that could this team within the next couple of years turn things around? Yeah, if they get the quarterback right. And for Jets fans who've been rooting for the tank, I get it. It's how I am typically wired as a fan. I know there are plenty who say, and I hear, like, you know, Tiki Barber and others and players who say, you never want to root for losing. And I understand that from the player's perspective. But if there is a stud quarterback sitting there, then hell yeah, I'm all for the root for losing and get that quarterback. And Giants are about to play the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football in a few hours. It's now officially Monday morning. Giants will play the Patriots. You think Patriot fans are disappointed that their team was playing so poorly and losing that they ended up having the number 3 overall pick and were able to take Drake May, MVP candidate this year in his second year, Drake May? No. So if there is that quarterback sitting there, that was a great quarterback class. It looked like it had 3 stud quarterbacks at the top of that draft. So yeah, count me in for a tank to get one of those types of quarterbacks. This year, it depends. How high are you on Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Dante Moore? You know, do you love a quarterback in this draft, in this college draft? And what makes this a little different, Jets fans, compared to some drafts where your problem is the teams at the top, there is nobody to trade with. And you can want to trade. That was the Giants, right? The Giants wanted Drake May. They tried to trade up. They couldn't. Because none of those top 3 teams wanted to make a trade. That was 2 years ago. Then this past year, what happened with the draft? Giants actually wanted to trade up for Cam Ward to the top of the draft. Titans didn't want to. So they stayed in place, the Giants, at number 3, drafted Abdul Carter, and then traded back up. Didn't cost them as much. Traded back up to get Jackson Dart with the 25th overall pick. Now, this year's a little different, Jets fans, because it looks like the Tennessee Titans are a very bad football team who look like they are well on their way to the number 1 overall pick. And they just drafted a quarterback in Cam Ward last year. And they're in a situation where it's not like there is that obvious guy. So the odds are very good that the Titans will try to build around Cam Ward and give it at least another year. There's not a no-brainer person to take with that number 1 overall pick. They will likely then look to trade down. And if you're the Jets and you're sitting on multiple first-round draft picks, you are the perfect team to potentially trade up into that number 1 slot. You'll give up a lot for it. But that was the point of the trades they made this year, to arm them with multiple first-round draft picks to be able to go up and get a quarterback. So if there's somebody the Jets love, yes, you would rather be sitting there number 1 overall and not have to waste draft capital for your rookie quarterback. But if the Jets had to, they can. So for all of you who want to tank and you want the losses, you still, even if the Jets win a few games, have an opportunity to trade up. It's a little different than some of these years with that obvious, you know, no-brainer quarterback at number 1 or number 2 and number 3, all of that. It's a little different this year, and the Jets have ammunition to trade up with a team that will very likely get that number 1 overall pick. Let's go to Kevin in Hicksville. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, Danny. How are you?
It's Lori.
Oh, sorry, Lori. How are you?
I'm still fine. Thank you.
Good, good. So I think this is a good thing that the Jets actually got a win today. You know, I think it's something for the team to build on. And I think that, you know, we've got a lot going for us going into, like, the draft picks. Even, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, let's just lose and, you know, get a high draft pick. But I think that they're positioned for the future going forward. So I think this is a great something to build on for today, for Aaron Glenn and his you know coaching position going forward.
Yeah, here's the thing is, and thanks for the call, Kevin. If the Jets had just kept losing under Aaron Glenn and hadn't started to get a few of these wins, I'm not saying it would have been a one-and-done situation, but I don't think he would have had the same level of buy-in from the players, belief from the players. He is a first-year head coach. All these messages he's been spouting would have rung hollow if the team doesn't get a few wins. He needed this. As a head coach, he needed this. And suddenly, I think there is more belief in that building. And yeah, look, as I just said, I think it's a different situation. I typically am a big, I'm a pro-tank person generally. I'm a Giants fan. I was a pro-tank person for the Giants. Wanted them to have the best chance, highest draft pick, best chance to take the best quarterback. When you don't have a quarterback, I want the, or just the Giants are a bad football team, take the best available player. Miraculously, God bless Brian Daboll for seeing and sensing that Jackson Dart was somebody who had not just the physical ability, but the mental it factor to be a potential franchise quarterback. Obviously, he has to prove he can stay healthy. There's all of that. But you see the development and ability and improvement week after week. And you see Dart checking the boxes. And the Giants got him at number 25. So, and we were told last year, oh, it's not a good quarterback draft. Not a lot of great options. And it looks like the Giants got one in a year when it didn't look apparently to be there. So, normally I'm pro-tank. Right now, for the Jets, I get it if I do. I'm buying into it is helpful for the Jets to start to learn how to win, start to change the culture, and that there is no clear number one quarterback in this draft. And the Jets do have the ammo to trade up and potentially get one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.